The NAACP's annual national meeting gets underway this weekend in Philadelphia. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that the gathering comes at an interesting time for civil rights in the United States.
With the Confederate flag now removed from the Capitol grounds in South Carolina, the NAACP meeting in Philadelphia takes up the civil rights organization's future. President and CEO Cornell Brooks says the convention will not just be a lot of talk. He promises
to come together to formulate, to plan, to organize, to strategize, to bring about a fundamental change in the course of history in these United States. Why? Because we are the NAACP, and this is what we endeavor to do, because this is what we have done over 106 years.
Chairwoman Rosalind Brock says the theme is pursuing liberty in the face of injustice.
We are here to ensure that everyone has unfettered access to the ballot box. We are here to stop the use of excessive force by police on unarmed black men and women in our community. We are here, my friends, to end racial profiling and to expand access to high-quality, affordable health care for all Americans.
President Brooks says policing will receive special attention.
One of the things that we have certainly supported is a fundamental change in policing. That means a focus on training, smoking out the biases that police officers have, building up community capital, building up community trust, so that those interactions are less charged, less stressed, less likely to lead to violence.
President Obama and former President Clinton will both address the group, but both Republican and Democratic candidates for president have been left off the speaker's list. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.